Burke was in an unusual position last night for a candidate facing a consequential vote just a week before she stands for a statewide election. The Madison School District asked the school board on which Burke sits for a 4.2% increase to the district's property tax levy. The other six board members, including T.J. Mertz, supported the tax increase.
Safe and well-maintained schools all require funding.
Burke, however, voted no.
I just can't vote for passing that on to taxpayers who are being squeezed.
Asked about her vote last night, Burke told reporters she still wants to increase funding for schools if she's elected governor to reduce the pressure on local school boards to increase property taxes.
We have high property taxes here in Wisconsin, and as governor, I'm going to work to reduce property taxes. But in order to do that and still have great education, you do have to prioritize it in the state budget. And what we have seen is cuts to education in terms of the state budget.
The state Republican Party issued a statement calling Burke's move, quote, a desperately transparent vote just days before an election, saying Burke had supported policies that led to tax increases as a member of Jim Doyle's administration. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.